keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
我们的主题是从以弗所书出来，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
This morning for our devotions, we had the opportunity to look at, first of all, uniting with the Lord.
我们今天早晨灵修，我们先看了与主联合。
And uniting with the Lord, we looked at the verses uniting and remaining.
我们看到与主联合要常住在。
Tomorrow morning, we're going to look at the other part, each other, one another, and each other. So tomorrow morning, we will do those verses.
明天早晨我们要来看彼此这个词。
If you did not get that paper for the morning devotions, come to me afterwards, and I can give you one of those.
如果你没有明天灵修的单张结束了之后，你可以到前面来拿。
It's on both sides, today's devotions and tomorrow's devotions.
那是有两面，今天的在一面，明天的在另一面。
All right, let's bow the Lord to prayer together.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we come before you. We ask that you would open our hearts, our ears, our minds. May we not be distracted, but may we hear the word that you would have for us today.
我们到你的面前来，愿你开我们的心，也开我们的耳朵，让我们没有搅扰，专心在你面前。
Lord, we are asking that you would unite us with you and with one another.
愿你让我们与你连接，与我们也彼此连接。
We're praying that your Spirit would give your servant the words to say.
愿你的圣灵给你仆人当说的话。
Pray that you would.Move in our midst and speak to us today.
愿圣灵在我们当中运行，向我们说话。
We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
All right, so our first question we want to ask, what is bonding?
我们先问大家说，这个联合是什么？
Okay, you volunteers are going to have to listen carefully or I'm not going to call upon you. Okay?
Okay.
Someone volunteered, I'll call upon someone else. So you got to listen carefully. All right. So here we have, what is bonding? And bonding, it is the establishment of a relationship with someone based on shared feelings, like love, interest, or experiences.
这个联合它是一种关系，它是有共同的感受、共同的兴趣、共同的经验。
It is a formation of a close relationship.
它是形成了一种亲密的关系。
For example, today we read about a husband and wife, the marriage relationship.
比如我们所读的婚姻的关系、夫妻的关系。
Also, parent and child relationship.Friends and family relationships.
父母与儿女，朋友和家人之间的关系。
All these relationships are very important, but right now we want to consider our relationship with the Lord.
这些关系都很重要，但是我们先来看是与神的关系。
So the next question we want to ask is, what is bonding together?
所以我们接下来就是要看说，联合在一起是什么意思。
It means to join securely, as with glue or cement.
它是一种牢固的连接，就好像是胶水或者是水泥。
So that word we looked at this morning, called united, really means to be glued together.
我们看着这个联合，真的它的意思，就是好像连在一起。
So that strongest bond, we're going to do an experiment here, an object lesson.What is the strongest bond, and can it be broken?
等一下，我们就来做一个实验，来看这个最强的连结是什么，它能不能被打破。
All right, so for our first object lesson, I need to call someone here all right, Catherine, come on down.
我们第一个实验，Catherine 到前面来。
All right, so here are...Two sticks representing two people that have been bonded together, but here we see that they tied the knot. We tied two knots.
我们看见有两个小棍子，它象征两个人的连接，当中有一个绳子把它们系在一起。
Now, We talk about people tying knots, maybe going steady or trying to build a relationship. They're tied the knot.
他们好像打了一个结，就好像连在一起。
Now, do you think that that knot can be untied?
Do you think 觉得这个结能不能被解开？
Do you think you can get out of that? That's your.
你可以尝试一下，看这个结能不能打开。
Whoa! She's very good. All right. Thank you. All right. So that first relationship, tying the knot. That knot can become, as you saw, she did that untied.
地上的关系你看就好像是打一个结就连在一起，但是你看见解开也很容易。
So some people say next relationship Ella, you come back
up. 现在我们来试验第二种的关系。
Alright, so let's put a ring on it. Let's put a ring on it.
这里有个环。
So we, maybe young people may have a friendship ring they share with another friend. A boyfriend, girlfriend, or they might have, later on they get serious, they have an engagement ring, and then when they get married, they have a wedding ring.
就像年轻人之间或者他们表达友谊他们会用一个环来连接。
But can that be broken?
这个能不能打得开?
very good.
也很容易。
So the person maybe gets upset and they get angry and they take the ring off and they throw it across the room.
如果有一方感觉生气了，他就很容易脱下来就扔掉了。
So we have the third type of relationship here, and this type of relationship, all right, Christy.
那我们看第三种的连接。
And we might call this wrap it. We wrap it together.So some people today, especially young people, they think that, well, maybe if we live together without making any commitments, but we'll live together and see how it works. Let's wrap it together.
这种好像是一种缠绕式的，就好像今天说有的人他决定就住在一起了，他们没有，虽然说没有承诺，他们就住在一起。
And so they decide to live together for a few days and then maybe a few weeks.And maybe even a few months. But guess what happens? Things begin to unwrap. Things begin to become difficulties and problems. And everything begins to unwrap.
然后就可能有点难处出来啊，这个缠绕的可能就会有点被解开。
Thank you.All right, so there's three different relationships we saw. Tie a knot, put a ring on it, wrap it together.
我们看到了有三种的关系，一个就是打个结，或者是有一个环，或者是有一种缠绕。
So now we're going to look at the fourth type of relationship here. Glued, cemented. All right,
我们就看第四种，就是
Matthew,
把它用胶水粘在一起。
Now, I have to tell you this. This is a special type of glue. It's called epoxy glue.
我说这种胶是很特别的。
Just snap the stick itself.
All right. Oops. Now, you rub two things together, and it holds it. Now, they told me I should rough it up ahead of time, so probably I should have roughed it up ahead of time. But it took him longer. It took him the longest. So this type of relationship, if you break it apart, as you see here, some splinters were caused. Caused the breaking of the wood. So here are...Four relationships we see here, examples of that object lesson.
我们看了四种的例子。
Now, I want you to think about this. Our key idea here is this. We are bound together with the Lord and one another.
今天我们一同来思想乃是与主联合，彼此联合。
So we saw that the first example here, the verses we read this morning for our devotions were this. And Matthew and Mark and Ephesians and also Genesis. This is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. So the leaving of the parents and gluing together in this new relationship is a picture of what marriage is to us, of this relationship.
今天早上我们灵修所读的经文，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
So this is a picture that we are also, as it tells us in Philippians 2:1, we are united with Christ, that we are glued, submitted together, and also that we are united in love.
这里呢，这幅图画它所表征的，那乃是基督与教会的联合。
So if this glue here is mixed together and let the set, now that didn't set very long, so.
所以我们看到这个这个胶水，它就把它搅拌，然后要把它联合在一起。
So first of all, we see the beginning of our relationship with the Lord. It's this, that we are glued together with Him as we receive Him as our Savior. It's a new beginning.
我们看见当我们接受耶稣基督的时候，我们就有了一个新的开始，我们与主连接。
And then this morning, we looked at another word called remain or abide.
还有一个字我们所读的就是常在或者说住在。
And so we see that John 15, these words, remain in me as I remain in you. Remain in my love, remain in his love.
约翰福音十五章我们所读的，你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面，常在我的爱里，常在他的爱里。
The picture here is not the gluing or the cementing picture of marriage, but this is a picture of a growing relationship, continuing to grow.
这里我们看见的不只是粘合在一起，是一个在一起生长的关系。
So as we abide in Christ, we're like that branch in the vine, and we're continuing to grow.
我们住在基督里，就像葡萄与枝子的关系，我们就不断的生长。
So we're reminded of this, that make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace, Ephesians 4:3.
你看以弗所书四章三节说，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
So if we sow this oneness, if we recognize our oneness, the relationship we have, there will also be the reaping of unity.
所以如果我们真正认识到我们是在那个义里面，我们就会得到我们所想要的合一。
So first of all, let's look at this point one here is a sowing of oneness.
那所以我们就来看说这个播种撒种这个义。
And we read these verses in Ephesians chapter 4, that we're bonding together with the Lord.
以弗所书里面我们看见与主的联合。
This verse, Ephesians 4:4-6, there is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. Who is over all and through all and in all.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召，同有一个指望，一主，一信，一喜，一神，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
Now, first of all, we look at here, what the question we ask is, what do we have in common?
所以我们共有的是什么呢？
The oneness here that we build on anything other thanBible truth is standing on a very shaky foundation.
除了圣经的真理之外，其他任何的东西都是一个摇摆不定的基础。
So I want you to look with me at seven basic spiritual truths that when we recognize them, they sow oneness for all Christians.
所以这里有七个最基本的属灵的真理，若是我们能够认识它，我们就能够认识那个一。
Now,We may not agree on all things, but the major things we can agree upon. The minor things we may not agree upon. We may have different interpretations, different ways of looking at things, but the major things we can agree on.
也许我们有很多事意见会不一样，但是我们要知道说什么是最重要的根基啊，什么是我们是一样的。
So I want you to think about these seven truths.
所以我们来思想这七个真理。
Yeah, there was another, mark there. Yeah. Okay, so these seven truths are very important for us to recognize.
这七样是非常重要的。
As we look at these seven truths, I want you to think about them with me.
我们一同来思想它们。
Now, I have another object lesson I want us to look at here.
我们还有一个实验课。
All right. And I'm going to call upon
David.
All right.
我们让 David 来。
Now, David, can you tell me how many coins is this?
这里有几个硬币。
One coin. Very good,
David. 一个。
Now, one coin, though, it has two different sides.
它有两面。
Do you know who that is there on that side?
这面是什么？你知道吗？
It's a president.
是一个总统。
Thomas Jefferson.
是杰弗逊总统。
Now, that is excellent. All right.
非常好。
Now, this is even harder. Can you tell me what's on the back side of this?
反面呢？
The White House. Good try.
他猜是白宫。
Now, if you look carefully at this, you can read the words Monticello. And Monticello was Thomas Jefferson's home before he moved to the White House.
如果你仔细看的话，它上面写的那个名字，是杰弗逊他搬入白宫之前他所住的家。
All right. So, I see in this, one side is the image of Thomas Jefferson. On the other side is his home, a personal image.Of him.
所以这个硬币两面，一边是杰弗逊他的像，那另一边就是他住的家。
Thank you, David. Now, this is very important that we understand this because there is one coin but two sides.
我们认识这个很重要，因为一个硬币它有这两面。
Okay, so as we look at this image here, there are.Seven truths.
一边我们有七个真理。
All right, and we're going to start with number one here. The first truth we see here is that there is one body.
第一个就是我们有一个身体。
One body. Now, in this one body, we see thethat there are two sides to the one body.
这一个身体我们来看它的两面。
We have a universal body. So that all believers in Jesus Christ become a part of the body of Christ. There's a universal body. Every believer of every place, of every time,Since the Lord Jesus Christ came down to this earth, who believed on Him, we have one body.
我们有一个共有的身体，就古往今来，从凡信主的，我们都同在那个身体的里面。
Now, young people, you're filling in number one. It's body.
But we see two. 我们第一个所记下来的就是
two sides to this body.
它的两面。
The other side of the body is what we call the local body.
第二个，我们一个是共有的身体，一个是我们当地的身体。
All right. So the local body is the local church. There's a universal church. All believers belong to that. But the local body is what God has called us to use our gifts in service to Him, that local body.
第二个所指的就是我们当地所在的教会，那一个身体。
So we think of this, one side of that coin is the heavenly side.
一边是属天的那一面。
And one side is what we would call the personal side, our application. What does that mean to me? Personal side.
另一面是在应用的方面，对于我们个人来说，它的含义是什么？
When I receive Jesus Christ as my Savior, I become a part of the body of Christ.
当我接受耶稣基督做我救主的时候，我就成为身体的一部分。
But in the Bible, over and over again, most of the references to the assembly, to the body, to the church,or to the local body, that we are to be involved in the local body.
但是在圣经里面常常所提到的我们所属的那个身体常常也是指着我们在当地的教会。
So I want you to think about this body.
我们一起来思想这个。
So it's very important that we understand that there is one body.And that body, there are two sides to that body. There is a universal body, and there is a local body.
所以我们要记得这个身体只有一个但是它有宇宙性的，它有地方性的。
So the one body is the body of Christ, in which every believer is a member, placed there at conversion by the Spirit of God.
这个身体宇宙性的身体里面，它包含了一切信主在基督里的人。
Now, I want you to think about this one body is a model for many local bodies that God has established across the world.
所以我们知道这个一个身体这个原型也要反映在我们每一个地方的教会里面。
Now, think about it this way. It is in the local body that we exercise our spiritual gifts and help each other to grow.
我们在我们当地的教会里面要运用我们属灵的恩赐，也要彼此的增长。
Let's look at this picture here of the body for us. Now you are the body of Christ. When you put your faith in Jesus Christ, He is the head. We are the body, and each of you, each one of you, is a part of it.
我们看这个身体的样子，你们就是基督的身子。并且各自联络做肢体。
So, this body, we are part of a universal body, but we are also part of a local body.
我们是宇宙性的教会的一部分，我们也是地方性教会的一部分。
All right. I realize I should have had him use the other side, the smaller circles. It's okay.
我可能需要他画的是小一点的那边。
That's okay, no problem.Now the next thing we see here, one body. Number two, next we see that there is not only one body, but very important, we see that we have one spirit.
第二个很重要就是我们同有一灵。
Now allow me to draw a smaller circle here.
我就画个小一点的。
The one spirit. We're reminded that the Holy Spirit.God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit.
一灵是指一位圣灵。
And that's the heavenly truth, that we as believers, the same Holy Spirit indwells each believer so that we may belong to each other in the Lord.
这是一个属灵的真理。我们知道说圣灵住在我们的每一位信的人里面，所以我们就属于同一位主。
So this is...The Holy Spirit, but He's also the indwelling Spirit. To each of us who believe in Him, He indwells within us.
这位圣灵，他住在我们的里面。
And then number three, we have one body, one Spirit, and we have one hope.
第三点就是我们同有一个指望。
And this one hope we have.Is the fact that this refers to the return of the Lord to take His church to heaven.
我们同有一个指望，就是我们的主要回来，他要带他的教会带到天上。
The Lord has promised He will come a second time. That is our hope. We're looking forward to that day. But we also have a personal hope that I know that I have a home in heaven. So I have this hope of the Lord's return, and I have this hope that He's preparing a place for me in heaven.
我们知道说，我们的盼望就是主要再来。啊，主也有给我们应许说，他为我们预备了家，预备了地方。
So we have one hope, one spirit, one body, and then number four, I want you to take note of this. We have one Lord.
第四点就是我们有一位主。
Now the Lord Christ.He came to this earth as the Messiah, the Lord Christ.
我们的主耶稣基督，他到地上来。
He is also Lord Jesus. When we receive Him into our heart, He is the Lord Jesus.
他是我们的主耶稣。
So, this is important for us to understand. There is one Lord. He is our Lord.Our Lord Jesus Christ, who dies for us, lives for us, and one day will come for us.
我们要记得我们同有的这位主耶稣基督，他为我们而死，为我们而复活，有一天他要再来。
Number five, we're told that we have one faith.
第五点，我们有一信。
Now, let's understand this one faith. It tells us here that there is one body of truth.In Christ's church, it's called the faith.
在基督教会里面有一个重要的真理，那就是这个信。
In English, the is a definite article. The faith.
这是一个特指的，因为它有一个定冠词。
The faith that was given to us in the Word of God. The faith that the doctrine of truth that we find, the body of truth.
它也被称为那个一次教父圣徒的真道。
So it is called the faith, Jude 3, the faith which was once delivered unto the saints.
那是在犹大书第三章所告诉我们的。
But this, the faith, has to become our faith, or my faith.
那个信，那个道就成为我的信。
I have to put my faith and trust in the Savior. So there's a very personal thing. The faith that God has given to us.All of us, but then I have to have a personal relationship. It becomes my faith, and as a body, it becomes our faith.
那个神一次交付给我们的，就成为我所有的，也成为我们所共有的。
And then number six, I'm sorry, we have one baptism.
第六个就是我们有一洗。
Now this one baptism, we read this here about this baptism. It tells us that.This baptism is a baptism of the Spirit.
我们知道说这个洗乃是经过因着圣灵。
This act of the Spirit that He places us in the believer, the sinner, into the body of Christ at conversion.
是在我们悔改的时候，圣灵把我们这个罪人就带入基督的身体。
Now it's interesting that we are commanded to be filled with the Spirit, Ephesians 5:18, but we're never commanded to be baptized with the Spirit.For we have already been baptized by the Spirit at our conversion.
神给我们命令让我们被圣灵充满但是我们并没有给我们的命令说受圣灵的洗礼，因为我们在悔改的时候已经接受了圣灵的洗。
So the day you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, the Holy Spirit baptizes you, puts you in the body of Christ.
所以我们在信耶稣基督为我们救主的时候。圣灵已经把我们浸在基督的身体里面。
So the Spirit baptism puts us in the universal body of Christ, but there is also a water baptism. The other side, we see the water baptism. In the water baptism, where we confess our faith in Jesus Christ before our brothers and sisters, that puts us in the local body.
我们受圣灵浸的时候，就把我们放在宇宙中心的身体里，另外还有这个水里，就把我们放在地方性的教会里面。
And then one more seven, write this down. Number seven, the seventh truth we have here: one body, spirit, hope, Lord, faith, baptism. And then very important, we understand number seven: we have one God. It's interesting here, God.And it tells us God and Father.
第七点就是我们有同一位父。
Now that tells me why there's two sides here. Number seven, God and Father. Heavenly side, He is the Almighty God.
一面他是全能的父。
Almighty God. But on a personal side, when I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior, He becomes my Heavenly Father.
一方面他是全能的神。另一方面他是我们天上的父。
So you see here, he is God and Father. And so we see the two sides of these truths.
我们看见这两个方面。
Now, very important that we understand what do you sow here? Because we share these truths, we can sow oneness. We recognize these truths.We are bonded together with the Lord and one another.
所以我们在这里要看我们撒的是什么。若是我们真的认识这个一，我们就可以得到什么。
So we need to recognize these truths, what they are, these seven very important truths. And then our application is this. What truths bond us together with the Lord and one another?
所以我们来看应用就是什么真理把我们与主联合，也彼此联合。
Let's say it together. Number one, body, one body.
我们一起说，一个身体。
One spirit.
一个圣灵。
One hope.
一个指望。
One Lord.
一主。
One faith.
一信。
One baptism.
一洗。
One God and Father.
一父。
So one, but we see the two sides.
每一个一，我们看见它的两面。
So we recognize our oneness. We must realize our oneness.
我们要认识我们的一。
Now, if we realize this oneness, then number two, we can start reaping unity.
如果我们认识这个一，我们就会收获合一。
We are bond together with one another.
我们就会彼此的连结。
So Ephesians 4, 1 to 3, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
所以以弗所书说，就是第四章就说，行事为人就当与蒙召的人相称，凡事谦虚温柔忍耐。用爱心互相联络，用和平彼此连接，竭力保守圣灵所赐合二为一的心。
So we must remember these seven truths are very important for us to remember.
让我们记得这七个一非常的重要。
Now, as we think about these seven.Graces now. Unity is not uniformity. It doesn't mean we become like each other, but unity comes from within. It's a spiritual grace, while uniformity is a result of pressure from outside, from without.
所以我们要知道说，合一它不是统一哈，合一是从里面生出来的，而统一好像是从外面的压力加上去来造成的。
This morning I saw several of you drinking a cup of coffee. You were trying to wake up. Maybe we need to get another cup of coffee here now.
早上我看见这个有些人哈，他们要喝咖啡来保持清醒。
Did you have your coffee this morning?
我们是不是有喝
？But some of you are drinking tea.
有些人喝茶。
Some of you have water.
有些喝水。
We don't have to all drink the same thing, but we are united in oneness by these seven truths.
我们不必说喝同一种饮料，但是我们都在这七个一里面。
So let us look. What are the graces?
我们来看有怎样的恩典。
We must have the necessary Christian graces, and here are seven graces that are listed here for us that will help us reap unity.
我们来看这个合一里面所必要的七个恩典。
The first one, be humble.
第一个就是要谦卑。
Now, be humble. There is, again, these are like coins. There are two sides of this.
这个谦卑也有两面。
And so we look at this, Christ's humility. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, left heaven, humbled himself, became a man, and lived among us. That was humility.
我们来看谦卑，看主的降卑，啊，他是神，啊，降卑他自己，啊，来到地上，这是我们的主。
And so, this is an example to us that we are to humble ourselves.
啊，那个乃是我们的榜样，叫我们知道说要怎样谦卑。
And it's not what is very important, this verse here in Romans 12:3. And I'd like for you to read that verse with me. Romans 12:3. You can read it in English or Chinese. So let's read this verse together.
我们一起来读罗马书十二章这里，中文、英文都可以。
For by the grace
given me, I say to everyone here,
不要看自己对于所当看的，要照着神所生的所能显出的大权，看得合乎正道。
All right. So number one here, these are the graces that we need. The seven graces.
我们看到七个恩典。
Thank you very much. There. Good job, Solomon. The first grace we need is humility, to be humble.
我们需要谦卑。
And first of all, we see the example of Christ's humility to us.
我们看到主的榜样。
And then, not only do we see Christ's humility, but we also see that we are to be humble ourselves in a true sense.
不仅是学主的榜样，我们自己更是要谦卑。
Now,So it's not my way, it's not, I have to have it my way, it's not pride, but it's humility. What is best? And I think about others.
不是说照着我的方法就是最好的方法。
Then number two, we see that the second grace, be gentle.
第二点我们要看的就是温柔。
Matthew 11:29.Look at this verse with me together. Let's read it together, English or Chinese. Read it together.
马太福音十一章，我们也是一起来，中文、英文都可以。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Now, this is a word we don't use very much, but gentle means strength under control.
我们不常用这个词了，但是温柔啊，乃是一个得以有控制的力量。
So Christ's strength under control is a picture to us of what gentleness is. Strength under control. Christ's strength under control.
基督是大有能力，但是他的能力啊，乃是在控制的里面。
So his strength under control, think about this, when they crucified him, he could have called down 10,000 angels. He could have come down from the cross, but his strength was under control. He was gentle.
我们看到一个例子，就是他们要钉主的时候，主难道不能叫十二营的天使来吗？但是神没有这么做，主没有这么做，这乃是他的自制。
Now very personal here,Boys, we want to be what? Gentlemen.
所以我们看见说英文里有这个单词哈，好像说做绅士。
Have you ever heard that English word, gentlemen?
英文里说绅士。
We have strength, but we don't have to show how strong we are. We have to show how gentle we are. We are what? Gentlemen.
好像绅士这个词，好像从它字面的意思就是做一个温柔的男人。
And I think it's okay to say gentle women also.
也可以做温柔的女人。
You have to show your strength is under control.
因为我们要看见说我们的力量是有控制的。
So if you're a gentleman and someone comes up to you and tries to bully you, your strength is under control. You can walk away.
如果有人来霸凌你我们所表现出来的我们的力量是有控制的。
And then we see next, we are to be patient.
第三个就要有忍耐。
To be patient, God's long suffering.
神就是长久的忍耐。
God shows His patience for us through His long suffering.
神向着我们乃是长久忍耐。
And so we learn from this, it means to be long-tempered, not short-tempered.
所以让我们长久的忍耐，不轻易的发怒。
The ability to endure discomfort without fighting back.
如果在长久的在这个不舒服的里面但是不去还击。
So we learn from God's long suffering, how long suffering God is to us, how patient God is to us, and we need to be long suffering to each other.
我们知道说神是长久忍耐，神忍耐我们有多久，那么我们对待别人的时候，我们应当怎样？
And then, humble, be gentle, be patient. And then number four, we see another grace that we need, be forbearing.
第四个我们要看的就是宽容。
Forbearing is very important. We understand what this means. First of all, we see God's forbearing as He puts up with us and Harry helps us out. God's forbearing.
我们要看神对我们的宽容，他怎样的宽容我们。
Now, because of that, how God is putting up with us and carrying us and helping us, we also need to learn our forbearing with one another.
神怎样的宽容我们，怎样的关爱我们，我们要怎样的彼此来这样对待。
Now, let's read together Galatians 6, verses 2 and 5. I want you to look very closely. The first time you read it, you might think, is that a contradiction? It is not.
我们一起来读加拉太书第六章，我们要小心的读，看起来第一次会觉得有点的矛盾，是不是真的有矛盾？
All right, let's read it together. Carry each other's.
我们个人的重担要互相担当，因为个人必担当自己的担。
All right, you read these verses. What does it mean?Carry each other's burdens. In this way, you fulfill the law of Christ of love. And then, for each one must carry their own burden.
你们看这里是不是有点矛盾？一边说，重担要互相担当；另一边说，个人要担当自己的担。
Now, we talked about this in our youth group. Things we are accountable for. Each of us have a normal load. My backpack is my normal load. I like to carry it almost everywhere I go.
我们在年轻人聚会的时候，我们讲过这个，每个人都有他的担子，就像我们这个背包，我到哪儿都背着自己这个背包。
So this is my normal load.
这是我平时就背的这个担子。
Each of us have our normal load. Each of us have our responsibilities. That's
our normal load. 我们每一个人都有自己都有这么一个担子，都有这么一个责任。
But then sometimes things happen in our life that we have a heavy load.
但有的时候。生活当中有事情发生，有了一个很重的担子。
This heavy load that we cannot bear by ourselves.
一个这么重的担子，我自己担不了。
And so we come along and help carry that load.
所以我们就彼此的帮助来担那个担。
Can you help me? Can you help me?
可以帮助，你先来帮我吗
？Thank you.You know, we have our normal load, our things that happen in our life. We have to be responsible. We carry that load.
我们自己有自己每日的担子那是我们个人的责任。
Sometimes we're hit with a heavy load. Maybe passing away of someone in our family. Maybe the loss of a friend or somebody else. And it's a hit right in, it knocks us over.We need to be aware of that, so we come along as brothers and sisters and help carry that load, that extra load.
有时候我们就会突然有一个重担，就像我们说，可能突然失去一位亲人，或者失去一位朋友那是一个重担，所以我们需要弟兄姊妹来彼此的担当。
So we need to be aware of this as brothers and sisters. Every one of us carry our own load. We have our own responsibilities.
所以我们弟兄姊妹，我们要注意到，我们有自己的担子。
But then, when you're struck with something that you cannot carry it, you come along beside them and help them lift that load.
如果我们要注意到我们中间有没有重担，我们要彼此的帮助，彼此的担当。
Now I want to share a sample of that happened. This is our fourth year to do our BBS.
我举个例子，这是我们第四年办这个暑假圣经学校。
And with the Shawnee Mission, Shawnee Bible Church, and they work with us, we work with them, we help carry that load.
是我们是与那个香尼圣经教会合办有时候在他们那儿，有时候在我们那儿，我们彼此的帮助。
I'm thankful for in the years past that Auntie Julie was in charge of that, and she carried a big part of that load. But this year, she has a heavy load on her.
我们知道说，过去很多年，我们感谢主，就是 Julie 阿姨在负了很大的责任。那但是今年就突然有一个重担。
And I'm thankful for those who step forward, Lee Jim and Jean and others step forward. And what can we do to take leadership to help with the VBS this year?
我就很感恩像弟兄姊妹就站起来帮助像 Lee Jim Jean 他们就承担了很多的责任。
And so in doing that, we work together carrying the load.
我们就是彼此扶助来担那个担子。
Praise the Lord, we had not done this before.
感谢赞美主，我们以前从没这么做过。
And because we have a willing heart, willing to carry the load, each other bear the responsibility and helping each other out. The teachers and the artwork, the crafts, as Sharon helped out there, and the storytelling, and the children helping with the crafts, Chris O'Young helping with the games. Everybody pitched in and helped carry that load.
感谢赞美主，因为我们有这个愿做的心，我们就彼此的担当。有人在帮助，做个做手工的，有老师在那里帮助，我们就彼此担当那个担子。
So we are to be forbearing.
所以我们需要有这个宽容。
Grace, humble, gentle, patient, forbearing. And then next we see very important. It tells us that we are to be loving.
第五个要爱。
Of course, loving, as we read this verse here, I recounted this as we added to one another verses, we also added to each other verses. There are 21 times we're called to love one another or love each other. 21 times.
圣经中彼此相爱有21次。
And we look at the heavenly side of this, we look at God's love.
一面我们看神的爱。
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God loved us.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So this is a very important command that we're to love one another.
给我们也有一个重要的命令，就是彼此相爱。
As Christ loved us, we're to love one another.
正如基督怎样爱我们，我们要怎样彼此相爱。
And then next we see number six, we're also to be diligent.
第六点要殷勤。
It means to be eager to maintain, to guard the unity of the Spirit, that we are diligent.
有一个渴望，就是要保持或者保护圣灵的合一。
I think about this idea of diligent. Each of us doing our part, that we're diligent.
殷勤就是我们个人要尽自己的职分。
I think of God's work in us. God is diligent in His work in us. God's work in us.
神也是在我们里面殷勤做工。
God has changed us by His grace and by His love, and He continues to work in our hearts.
用他的恩典来改变我们。
And then He calls us also that we are to be diligent. Our diligence, study to be approved of God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Our diligence.
所以神给我们的命令也是要我们来殷勤。
This is a grace.
这也是一个恩典。
And then number seven. The seventh grace, is peaceful.
最后一个就是和平。
Peaceful. We have, first of all, peace with God.
我们现在是与神和平。
We're told that through the blood of Jesus Christ that we can have peace with God, that we are reconciled with God. We have peace with God.
因着耶稣基督的血，我们已经与神和好了。
And the peace of God rules in our hearts. That then we build that unity and we learn how to live peacefully with others.
让神的平安在我们心中作王。
So we are to be in peace with one another.
我们也就会彼此的和平。
Be in peace with one another, learning how to live together in peace.
我们就知道说我们怎样的彼此和平。
And so we see seven truths and seven graces.
我们看见七个真理，有七个恩典。
What do we reap?
我们收获的是什么？
When we share these attitudes together, when we share these graces together, we can reap unity and be bonded together with one another.
当我们一起有这样的心的时候，我们就会有合一。
So think about this application. What attitudes, what graces bound us together in the Lord and one another?
我们一同思想怎样的态度，让我们与神联合，也彼此联合。
Let's say it together. Number one, be humble.
谦卑
be gentle,
温柔
be patient,
忍耐
be forbearing,
forbearing,
be loving,
loving,
be diligent,
diligent,
be peaceful,
peaceful.
So, as we think about these things, truth unites, but lies divide.
我们来一同思想真理叫我们联合谎言叫我们分裂。
Love unites, but selfishness divides.
爱联合，自私就叫我们分裂。
I think of that epoxy glue. The two parts come together: truth and love. Truth, God's truth, and God's graces come together to make that bond that we have with the Lord and with each other.
我们看见那个就好像那个强力胶，那个爱。那个真理就好像强力胶一样，能叫我们联合。
We have oneness through these seven truths, and then we reap unity when we have these seven graces.
我们看见认识到那七个一，我们有这七个恩典。
My father-in-law had Alzheimer's, kind of a dementia, and he would start to speak a sentence, and he would stop in the middle of a sentence. He didn't know, he forgot what he was saying. He forgot how to end his sentence.
我的岳父好像有一种失语症啊，他话说了一半就会说不下去。
And so as he was speaking, we would try to figure out what he was talking about to be able to finish the sentence for him.
所以当他说了一半停下来，我们就要想办法说他还没有说的 是什么。
But to me, this is a proof that faith is in the heart, not just in the mind.
所以对于我来说，就是我得到了一个明证，就是这个信是在心里的，不是在头脑中的。
My father-in-law would ask me to pray with him.
我岳父叫我跟他一起祷告。
And as I would pray with him.Every time he prayed, there was no stopping.
当他祷告的时候，每次祷告就他一点停顿也没有。
He was praying from his heart.
因为那个祷告是从心里发出来的。
And he prayed with such clarity, no sentences were dropped. He prayed from his heart.
他祷告的时候非常的清楚，没有句子会断下来的，因为那个是从心里发出来的。
So last of all, I want you to see the greatest prayer that was ever offered. The greatest prayer that was ever prayed, we see in John chapter 17.
我们最后一起来看约翰福音十七章那个最伟大的祷告。
I want you to see the heart of Jesus Christ. What did he pray? He prayed many things, but one thing was heavy upon his heart.
我们来看我们主耶稣基督的心。
Jesus prayed that they may be one. Three times. He prayed that they may be one. That they may be one. And so that they may be brought together in complete unity.
我们看见我们的主三次的说到这个合一，他祷告说叫他们合而为一，叫他们合而为一，最后说叫他们完完全全的合而为一。
So let us see this today, the heart of Jesus Christ, the greatest prayer that was ever prayed. What was on Jesus' heart? That we might be one, that we might have complete unity.
从主耶稣他所做的最伟大的那个祷告。
We are one because of the seven truths.And we can be in unity because of the seven graces.
主的心就是叫我们完完全全的合一。所以我们看见那个七个一，也看见所有的恩典。
Let's bow and close in prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we want to have a bond with you, Lord, and with one another.
主啊，我们愿意与你连接，与彼此连接。
Lord, we realize the glue.That holds that together is truth and love, truth and grace.
是爱与真理，将我连接。
So, Father, I pray that that glue that would unite us and oneness, those seven truths, and then the graces of be shown in our life that would bring about unity.
我们祷告，将我们能够连接在七个一里面，在我们的生活里面。也有这七样的恩典。
So Lord, help us to recognize these seven truths that we are one.
让我们来认识这七个一。
And Lord, help us to recognize the graces that you pour into our heart that we might work toward this unity.
帮助我们，也让我们来认识这些恩典，你给我们的恩典。
So Lord, we pray as you prayed in that great prayer.
就像你做的那个祷告
that we might be one,
叫我们能够唯一
and that we might be brought to complete unity.
让我们完完全全的合而为一
we pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告
Amen.